Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our service this morning. Martin Turnbull is leading our worship today. So I will hand over to you, Martin, without any more ado. You're muted, Martin.
Right, there we go, we're back in. You prefer me muted, that's why I left it muted. Right, welcome everybody to our time of worship. In our conversation at the beginning there, you were saying about how you wanted it short and sweet, so I'll try and get this over in about 20 minutes or so. How's that? Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we come into your presence with an expectant heart. We ask that you would bless us as we worship you. You would encourage us through what we hear from your word, and you would challenge us as we learn from each other. In your name, amen. Amen. We'll sing our first hymn this morning, which is In Christ Alone. Stand in the power of Christ. We'll have our first reading now, which is Joshua 24, verses 1 to 6, which I think is being read by Adrian.
So, the covenant at Shechem. Joshua called together all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He called in the elders, chiefs, judges, and officers. They presented themselves before God. Then Joshua addressed all the people. This is what God, the God of Israel, says. A long time ago, your ancestors, Terah and his sons Abraham and Nahor, lived to the east of the river Euphrates. They worshipped other gods. I took your ancestor Abraham from the far side of the river. I led him all over the land of Canaan and multiplied his descendants. I gave him Isaac. Then I gave Isaac, Jacob, and Esau. I let Esau have the mountains of Seir as home, but Jacob and his sons ended up in Egypt. I sent Moses and Aaron. I hit Egypt hard with plagues and then led you out of there. I brought your ancestors out of Egypt. You came to the sea, the Egyptians in hot pursuit with chariots and cavalry to the very edge of the Red Sea. And then we carry on with verses 14 to 18. So now, fear God. Worship him in total commitment. Get rid of the gods your ancestor worshipped on the far side of the river, the Euphrates, and in Egypt. You worship God. If you decide that is a bad thing to worship God, then choose a God you'd rather serve and do it today. Choose one of the gods your ancestors worshipped from the country beyond the river, or one of the gods of the Amorites on whose land you're now living. As for me and my family, we'll worship God. The people answered, we'd never forsake God, never. We'd never leave God worship, other gods. God is our God. He brought up our ancestors from Egypt and from slave conditions. He did all those great signs while we watched. He has kept his eye on us all along the roads we've traveled and among the nations we've passed through. Just for us, he drove out all the nations, Amorites and all who lived in the land. Count us in. We too are going to worship God. He's our God.
Thanks, Adrian. Thanks very much for reading that. Quite a long reading, but I just want to focus your thoughts a little bit. Throughout life, I want you to think throughout your own life of how many choices you've had to make. For instance, which car shall I buy? Should we buy the sporty one? Should we buy the economical one? Should we have petrol or diesel or even now a hybrid or electric? Which job will I take? Do I want the one that pays me the most? Or do I want the one which I'll enjoy doing the most? How about those of you who are married? Shall I marry him or her? Is this really the right person for me? Will he or she still be this beautiful in 10, 20, or even 30 years? Choices. Choices throughout life. And how did you choose which path you would go on? How did you make those choices? And upon what did you base your choice? We're coming back to that a little bit later on. But first, we're going to sing our second hymn, which is Stand Up for Jesus. nice rendition of that song, encouraging us to stand up for Jesus. Now we're going to have our second reading, which is Ephesians 6, 10 to 20, being read by Stephanie. Thank you.
Finally, build up your strength in union with the Lord and by means of his mighty power. Put on all the armour that God gives you so that you'll be able to stand up against the devil's evil tricks. For we are not fighting against human beings, but against the wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly world, the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers of this dark age. So put on God's armor now. Then, when the evil day comes, you'll be able to resist the enemy's attacks. And after fighting to the end, you will still hold your ground. So, stand ready with truth as a belt tight round your waist, with righteousness as your breastplate, and as your shoes, the readiness to announce the good news of peace. At all times, carry faith as a shield, for with it you'll be able to put out all the burning arrows shot by the evil one, and accept salvation as a helmet, and the word of God as a sword which the Spirit gives you. Do all this in prayer, asking for God's help. Pray on every occasion as the Spirit leads. For this reason, keep alert and never give up. Pray always for God's people, and pray also for me, that God will give me a message when I'm ready to speak, so that I may speak boldly and make known the gospel's secret. For the sake of this gospel, I am an ambassador. Though now I am in prison, pray that I may be bold in speaking about the gospel as I should. Thanks be to God for his word.
Thanks very much, Stephanie. Let's just pray before we come before God's word. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all that it contains. And we pray that as we just delve into it a little bit this morning, that you would encourage and challenge us. Make it come alive in your name. Amen.
Amen.
So, as Christians, from that reading that Stephanie has just read out, as Christians, we are to expect troubles, trials, and tribulations. That reading that Stephanie's just read gives us a whole list of spiritual armor that's to help us in our battle for faith. In the Joshua reading, we were talking about serving God, and in this reading, this is the equipment we are given to help us to serve God. And my theme for the day, which is on the screen, really is who do we serve or who to serve? It really is our choice. So we come to the armor of God. And the first thing that's mentioned is the belt of truth. To have around you almost, when I've looked into sort of bits of clothing, so a belt is quite important because a belt holds your trousers up. But actually to have the truth surrounding you, the truth tight around your waist, to know the truth. We're told in the scriptures that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So the belt of truth is quite important. And from your belt, you can hang your sword, you can hang other bits of equipment, but it can hold up your trousers. But we need to have truth around us. We have a breastplate of righteousness, and the breastplate covers all your inner vital organs. It protects your heart and your lungs and your stomach. It's there and you wear it. It's a bit cumbersome, but it's there. And it's righteousness. Righteousness protects us. And it's not our own righteousness. It's the righteousness of Christ that we wear to protect us in the battle. In this version, that we have the shoes of the gospel. In some versions, it's the shoes of readiness, readiness to preach the gospel. Do you have the shoes of the gospel? Are you ready to share the gospel message at a given opportunity? Are you prepared to have your testimony ready to share with somebody who might want encouraging or lifting up? The gospel is so important, I think, and needed in today's society. And the beauty of the shoes is if the shoes don't fit, then they give you sore feet. But when you're fitted out for armor, the shoes are made to fit you. I don't know how many of you do serious walking, but if you wear the wrong hiking boots, you can end up with blisters and sore toes and all sorts. You get the right ones, and then you're ready to go. And we need the right shoes on our feet. The shield of faith. This is so that we can, in this scripture, we can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. We are, as Christians, under attack from the evil one. It might not seem like it sometimes. And I think the battle varies. And I think one of the things that makes the battle vary is our readiness and our willingness to share the gospel. If we're not sharing the gospel, then the enemy doesn't need to worry because we're not taking any ground. If we're just meeting and going through the motions of being a Christian, we're no threat to him. But the minute we start sharing the gospel, others, those that don't yet know Jesus, they become interested. They start to look into it, and he's in danger of losing some of his forces. So he starts throwing things at us, and the shield is there to protect us. We have the helmet of salvation to protect our head and our brain. It helps us to formulate what we need to say, to understand what we need to say, and to protect us from the battle. The helmet of salvation is obviously one of the most vital bits of our armor. It helps us to protect our thoughts. We need to know what it is we believe and why we believe it, and then stand firm with that. And then we are given one weapon, and this weapon is a sword. It's the sword of the Spirit. It tells us in that reading, the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. And that's our one weapon in this army, the truth of the scriptures. The truth of the scriptures. And it always amazes me how the scriptures now get watered down and pulled apart, because we don't always understand or comprehend what it is. But it is the true living word of God, and it is our weapon in this spiritual battle. So that's our armor. That's what we have. And it's all protective and front-facing. There is nothing on the back. And that is because we are told to stand firm. We are told to face our enemy. We're not told if you turn around to run, your back is vulnerable, and that makes you vulnerable to the enemy. So we need to stand firm. And can you imagine if you took every single Christian in the world, all standing with their front-facing armor, standing, what an impenetrable wall that could produce. So we're provided with this armor so that we can stand firm and fight the good fight. We stand up for Jesus, put on the armor of God. And in our first reading that we had, Joshua, God's chosen leader, brings the word of God to the Israelites. They come to a point where they've got to make decisions. And it's interesting to note that he does not say to them, serve God. He doesn't come out with a command, serve God. The message he gives them is, choose a God to serve. Who are you going to serve? Look at all the gods around you. Look at the gods of your past. Look at the gods of your ancestors. He's saying to you, I'm suggesting that we serve God. But if that doesn't sound good to you, you choose who you are going to serve. Make a comparison and choose which God you will serve. So I was thinking about that, and the choice is still here today. Choose the God you're going to serve. So choices, materialism with riches and money, possessions, comforts and lifestyle. In themselves, those things are not wrong. But in today's modern society, they have become a god. Choose who you will serve. Status, recognition and social standing, achievements and success. Again, in themselves, they're not wrong things. But in today's society, they've become like gods. Ego, it's all about me. Do I look good? Is my body macho? Have I been to the gym 15 times a week? Relationships with people, my position in life and my appearance. Am I wearing the right clothes? Do I look good? When people look at me, do they think, how snappy does he look? Ego has become like a god. It's like we are the most important thing. And even today, one of the things that we hear more and more and more about, sexuality, homosexuality, gay sexuality, normal heterosexual, are they male, are they female, have they not made their mind up yet, are they choosing to be gender neutral? It's becoming the focus of people's lives. But we are encouraged to choose who or what we are serving. And then having made that choice, we are to stand firm. There's no point in choosing to serve one of those things or God if you're not going to stand firm behind it. If you're going to waver around, James says, you're like a wave tossed around on the sea. There's no substance. You're here one day and there the next day. So when you make your choice, you must stand firm behind it. And if you choose God, he gives you armor to help you to stand firm. So Joshua says, choose today who you will serve. As for me, he says, I and my family will serve the Lord. So today, we all need to don the armor of God. But before we all do that, we need to take a serious look at our choices. And in Joshua's words, if you decide it's a bad thing to worship God, then choose a God you would rather serve. But do it today. So I'm just going to quickly pray again before we sing our next hymn. Father, help us to look seriously at our lives, the things that we regard as being important, the things that we work towards and spend all our efforts on. Help us to make the right choice. Help us, Lord, to choose between the things around us, the possessions, and you. And Lord, I pray that if we choose to serve you, that we would put on that armor, and that we as individual Christians, and that we as a church of Kingsthorpe would don that armor, and that we would face our enemy, and that we would stand firm in the fight. Today, we make the choice. Help us. Amen. So we are going to sing our next hymn, which is, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ.
Follow him, yield your life to him.
An encouragement there to follow him. So now we're going to have our prayers of intercession, which is being led for us today by Paul.
Thank you, Martin. I thought I'd use the Graham Kendrick song, "O Lord, the Clouds Are Gathering," as the basis for our prayers for intercession today. And in the light of what Martin has just been talking about, and the way in which we do need to take a stand against the things that are happening in our world today. O Lord, the clouds are gathering, the fire of judgment burns, how we have fallen. O Lord, you stand appalled to see your laws of love so scorned and lives so broken. Father, we just are conscious that we live in a world where your laws seem to be turned upside down. The things, Lord, that you've set in place have been rejected and set to one side, Father. People are just moving in the opposite direction from you. And Father, even as Christians, Lord, as we see today, Lord, there are so many, Lord, that are just turning away, and we're not doing the things, Lord, that you want us to do. And we just pray, Father, today that you might have mercy upon us and restore us, Father, to the kind of people that you want us to be. Help us, Lord, to stand up and to choose you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, over the nations now, where is thy dove of peace? Her wings are broken. O Lord, while precious children starve, the tools of war increase. Their bread is stolen. Father God, we pray, Lord, for those countries which are under the grip of war, under the grip, Lord, of starvation, of brokenness, Lord. We think particularly of places, Lord, like Afghanistan and other countries, Father, where guns and bombs are the order of the day. We pray, Lord, for those countries where governments are preventing food getting through, Lord, where things, Father, are being corrupted. We just pray, Father, for our broken world. We pray, Father, that there might be a sense, Lord, of your presence. Father, we just ask for your intervention, Lord, through the darkness of this world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, dark powers are poised to flood our streets with hate and fear. We must awaken. O Lord, let love reclaim the lives that sin would sweep away, and let your kingdom come. Father, we see so much divisiveness, Father, so much hate, Lord. We pray, Father, for those who are fighting for justice and liberty within this world. Lord, you are a God of freedom. You're a God of justice, of mercy. We pray, Father, that that might be established, Lord, in this world in which we live. Father, in the Lord's Prayer, we pray, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray, Father, this morning that that might be the case. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Yet, O Lord, your glorious cross shall tower triumphant in this land, evil confounding. Through the fire your suffering church display the glories of her Christ, praises resounding. Father God, we are your church here on earth, your representatives. And we pray, Lord, that you might make us worthy of the calling that you've given to us. We pray, Father, for this church here, Lord, at Kingsthorpe, for Baptists and Methodists, that we might be a light, Father, to those around, clearly speaking the gospel of truth. We pray, Father, for those who aren't able to be here today. We pray, Lord, that you might be with them. We thank you, Lord, for our Christian brothers and sisters, and we do ask, Lord, that you will just help them, Father, in their daily lives. Unite us, Father, that we might be a real witness to those around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we hear, Lord, may you hear, Father, the prayers of your people now and always. Amen.
Thanks, Paul. And we'll say together the Lord's Prayer following Paul's prayers of intercession. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And together we'll sing our final hymn, which is Be Thou My Vision.
No.
Father, in a world that wants to deny your existence, may we make the choice to follow you. In a world that throws all sorts of things against your church, may we be brave enough to put on your armor and to stand firm and fight for what we believe. May we be true soldiers of Christ in these last days of the life of this earth. Father, we pray that you would help us, that you would guide us, that you protect us, and that you would lead us, and that we would be true Christians in these coming days. We ask it all, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And together we'll say the grace. The grace
of the Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us all forevermore.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you, Martin.
Just a couple of notices today. Prayer on Wednesday or Friday at 11, as usual. And next Sunday morning, the service will be a Zoom service again at 11 o'clock. And it's being led by Reverend Alan Sharp. Can you just tell us something about Alan Sharp, Trevor?
Well, Alan's a retired Methodist minister. He has preached at Kingsthorpe on Kingsthorpe Baptist on a couple of occasions before. So I think most people will have seen him, but... And he's also, he has led a service for a funeral service for a Baptist member within the last few months. So he does know us at Kingsthorpe. Yes.
Thank you. Anybody have any other notices they wish to bring to attention?
If I can just mention one other thing, Martin did mention in his talk about putting on the shoes for a walk. So just two things just to mention. But firstly, the historic church's walk at the beginning of September that Catherine and myself are hoping to take part in and are looking for sponsors. But also, I could say partly as a preparation for that, we do have a church walk organised for a week on Tuesday. That's the 31st of August. This has been circulated to everybody that's been part of the church walking group in the past. But if there's anybody that is interested in coming along on that, then please get in touch with me and I'll give you the full details. Thank you.
Yeah. I can't see any other hands waving, in which case we will say... good morning, God bless, and have a very good rest of your day, whatever it might involve doing or going or being. So, bye-bye. God bless everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye, Daniel. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Daniel.
Big smiles. Big smiles.
Bye. 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 See you soon.